Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marni Marazi Sheyichiu. Also, Moshe Meshnerai Son Moshe Mordechai, and Yedid Nafshi, Daniel Kratka Shlita, Hemachol Anovim Eleam, Nechakita Baser Pchaim Tzvi, Hemachol Anovim Eleam. And we're continuing our series of Shiurim, Sefer Yisrael Vitchiato. אנחנו בפרק ט"ו, אומר מרן הרב, יסוד הרשעה שהיא מתפצלת, לעבודה זרה למינות. So the foundation of evil is broken up into two parts. There's avodah zarah, there's the old-fashioned paganistic avodah zarah, and then there's minus, who בא לבצר מקום, that they're trying to make a place, a חשיבוס לסיגי החיים. For those evil inclinations and illicit desires, the motorot ha-metziutiyot, all types of excessive things that are unnecessary to serve Hashem and really bad for the soul. Shebahavaya ubeadam b'musar ubechefetz b'mifal ubehanaga. That's in creation, in man, in ethics. In other words, corrupt ethics and chayfetz, negative desires, but mifal, negative actions, corrupt actions, uvahanhaga, behaviors, mifal is like deeds, hanhaga is behaviors, corrupt behaviors, leitein lem godel v'shilton b'toch hatov v'hakodesh. So not only does this evil see these things as natural and permitted, but she brings it into the world of Kodesh. And through that, within religion, religion becomes this place of Tumah. Because they bring all of the Sige HaChayim, all of these negative inclinations in man, in ethics, in desire, in action, and behavior, and they bring it into the world of religion. Lo teherat HaKodesh, not to purify what's holy, kim letamo lesavo, but to contaminate it. Omanam kamashel avodah zarah mibachutz. Avodah zarah is on the outside. Omez hi makom zoama v'motamot amagushot u'mupalot u'mavakeshet bitzurem v'tshlitatam v'tkabutam al kol tochen hakodesh v'tahrutam imo b'chol ha'efsharot. What avodah zarah does is that it elevates all of man's negative inclinations, lower base desires, and wants to mix it with into holiness. But they're on the outside. They never pretended to be Judaism. Avodah zarah didn't pretend to be Judaism. It's just in this impure, dark place, and wants to find a place for its impurity within the world of the holy. Dolami manner, but what's even worse, what's even greater, what's even more dangerous, he harishat sfuna al sit shel aminut, she mechapeset lapina be'etzem hakodesh. What's worse is minus, which tries to find its a corner in holiness and claims to bear the flag of holiness. Shmamit, a lizard, biyadayim titapes, vehi behechalei hamelech. This lizard is caught with your hands, but it is in king's palaces, which the Malbim explains to mean shememit biyadeh tetapes v'oreget korei akavish chalashim v'nimasim shemotziah migufa. So it brings out all of these disgusting webs from its body, and yet it's behechalei hamelech. In other words, they're in the they're making their disgusting webs, the minus, which is Christianity, in the world of Kodesh, in the king's palace, in the Tanakh, in what's holy. So they're mamish trying to make themselves look all beautiful, and we're so loving, and we're so nice, and we love the Old Testament, and the Bible, and God, and it looks really nice on the outside. But we know historically how much tumah there is, and how much evil, bloodshed. We're not talking about the people right now who are alive today You should smile when you meet somebody, Jew and Gentile alike. But we're talking about historically, and Christianity is a religion, which is, as the Rav talks about in many different places, the problems with Christianity, as we'll see now. מתאמצתי להשאיר את כל זוהמת העולם, את כל הגסות הגופנית וכל הנטיות הרשיות האחוזות בגוף הגס, בפנימיות יסודה בחומריים. So it tries, this Christianity, to leave all of the impurity of the world, all of the gases, all of the crudeness of the body, of the physicality, all the evil inclinations that are connected, bound to this crude body, crass body, and without trying to purify it. It just wants to leave it as it is. Leave all the impurity as it is. La'alot imo ala osha shel ha'kodesh u'miyad mitchalel u'mistayv b'nigua bo ha'yad ha'mesoavah. And then go up with it. In other words, instead of purifying ourselves, which they don't say we can do, you know, we're all born into sin anyway, what's the point? So instead of purifying ourselves, then instead they just try to bring it into holiness. And they contaminate it. They contaminate the world of holiness. Like the Rav writes earlier in Piskahei, ביטול המצוות המעשיות אשר יצא מאמינות וצדדי עלילותה, יחד עם התגברותה לקלוט לה מידתנו ערכי אמונה מוסר, בפום ממלל רב ריבן, לומר הרבה ולא לעשות גם מעט. Aminus, what they do is they're mevatel practical mitzvahs. It comes out of this minus, this Christianity comes out of paganism. And so on one hand, they want to take our musar, they want to take our emunah. They speak big talk. They talk a big game, as they say, as it says in Daniel 7:8, b'fum emalo rav ravon, which we would say today, to talk a big game. But they say a lot, and they don't even do very little. As opposed to the tzaddikim, who say a little bit and do a lot, like Avraham Avinu, who said, ve'ekra pas lechem, v'sadu liprem, and then ended up bringing them a lot more. See now, Mr. Rebbe Nassim. So they're mevatel the mitzvahs ma'asios, and so that way they can't purify themselves, because that's what we need. In order to purify ourselves, we need the practical mitzvahs, and not just a lot of nice words about love. And the Torah tells us about how Cain brings from the Pri Adam and Mincha Hashem, behevel evi gam hu mibchoros sona mechaveyan, veisha Hashem el hevel ve'manchasa vel Cain ve'manchasa leisha. Cain got angry that his carbon wasn't accepted, Hevel's carbon was accepted. And then Hashem says to him, Lama charalach v'lama nafufanecha, Elohim teitiv se'es, v'im lo se'etiv l'fesach chatas roi veitz, v'elecha tshukosa v'atetim sholboi. So God said, what are you angry about? What's your face falling? If you do good, so then you can be elevated, you can be lifted. And if not, then sin crouches at the door and it's desiring you, and you're going to rule over it. So at the end of the day, Vayakom Kain el Hevel Ochi ve'argeu, he gets up and he kills his brother Hevel. Lo shah Hashem el Kain ve'al mamchasa. God didn't accept Kain's mincha because Kain's the ratzeach. So he only killed him afterwards, but it was inside. It was latent. V'pnei harisha she'ita bo achuza, because of the risha that he had within him. Oto haretzach she'yatza lapol achakach haya ganuz v'safun b'koach. That murder that came out practically afterwards was latent, was potential. Gam be'et havat ha'korban mipri ha'adama. Haretzach b'fo'al rak ke'id al kach, she'nafsho shel kain ata od kodem l'chei nefesh shel rotzeach potenciali. She'b'sefo shel davar gam yatza men ha'korach al ha'po'al. Mila ke'tzad yitachen she'adam kmo kain, what's going on over here? He was a potential murderer of this kind. So how could it be that a person like Cain, who has this murderous inclination, is going to bring a carbon to Hashem? First, get rid of your sinna, get rid of your evil, your anger. You can't stay the way you are. Korban ze toivai, this carbon ze toyeva. Lo rak she'ein lo erech, ele yeter al kein. it empowers the power of evil. In other words, now this evil has religious passion, religious ecstasy, becomes a lot worse. So if a person's a Rasha, when he was a Chiloni, he was a Rasha, and he becomes religious, and he doesn't deal with his bad midas, so he becomes even worse. Like the Gra says in Evan Shleima, that the Torah to the soul is like rain. Whatever's in there, it brings out. That's why people have all these mental problems, OCD and other things, and it comes out in religious things because they have it inside of them. And so instead of maybe checking the door 100 times, instead they check 100 times to see that their tefillin's in the right place or that they wash the tefillin's yadayim properly. But that's what's inside. So it's expressed in an unhealthy way. So this evil that's inside of man before sin, through the akrabas hakarbanos from this religious passion, he becomes an even greater Russia. Because he's all the passion, religious passion that he has, is using the power of the rishis. It's coming in to come out in an evil way. And that's what Christianity did. It didn't remove the rishis, it enhanced it. So that's Cain's carbon. Cain's carbon is the carbon of a rasha with this murderous inclination. And then he's bringing a carbon. It's not a holy carbon. It's toeva. So the story of Cain is the story of mankind. So goes round and round this evil kainus. Wants to find favor in the eyes of God. But it knows that God hates it. On the inside, it wants to find favor in God's eyes. And that God should want its korbanos. But on the inside, this evil knows that God despises it. Because this inside is corrupt, is rotten, spoiled. Ufanan uflim, like it says about Cain, v'charala me'od v'chasa gul b'tucha. And its face falls and the anger is inside of him. ובכל עת מצאו הנה ראה יד הרוצח מתגלה, סביון החטאת, שאלה תשוקתו של אדם הקייני, מתראה בכל תועבתו. And at every time the hand of the murderer is revealed, the form of sin, and that's the tshuka of the Adam HaKaini, this Kain type of person wants to spill blood. It's the Al-Khar B'chatichya. Want to find favor in God's eyes, but if your inside is impure, not going to work. Yisod HaMinut Shel Agal Devrei Chachamim, the foundation of Minus, of Christianity, that made fun of the rabbis, as we know from Yoshka, from their book, that he was Mizalzel in the Chachamim, numerous places. There's a book, HaMokesh HaNotzri, a very good book, where he brings many examples of this. Mizalzel bi suri ma'acholos, it says, lo nichnas el apem mitame yas ha'odim el ha'yotzim en apem. What comes into your mouth isn't mitame, what comes out of your mouth. So that's mizalzel and kashrus. Ben Adam, says Yoshke, who adon ha'shabbos, he's in charge of Shabbos, he decides whether it's Shabbos or isn't Shabbos. And other things about capitalism just being rich and justice, he says that, and yet it says that better it's easier for a camel to go into the hole of a of a needle than for a rich person to go to get Malchus Shemayim, to go into the kingdom of heaven. In other words, they don't believe in wealth. It can have positive effect on a person. Vasta Shamas be Yisrael Penima, cause many Jews to be Meim Ridas, to convert to Christianity. But God's with us, so they didn't destroy us from within. But nevertheless, they had their evil webs. But many nations they captured. That's why there's so many Christians today. Remember, back in the day, there were no Christians. We started with 1, 2, 6, 8, 12, 22, 35, and now we're holding by a billion, 2 billion. So the Elilus was transformed into Minus, into Christianity, but it's Ota Geveros Bishinui Aderet. It's the same lady, just a different outfit. It's just now they're more elegant, they look nicer, it seems more civilized, but deep inside, we know from history, we know about the Crusades, how much Jewish blood was spilled. It's not the inside that was made better, the outside. A little bit of ironing on the outside of Alam HaTara Achati. So they don't want to be Makadish, the ruts, will, life, the crude world, the essence of the eternal world. How are you Makadish that? That Seder that God prepared through Torah Yisrael that teaches us how to be Makadish the Metzias. The Torah is 613 Eitzis. Eitzes, like Rabbeinu writes in the Shemona Kvotzim, Heikuf Monbeis, Eitzetol Yenot Shekola Torah Kula Sukabem, Shukach Mesot Nikot Lebalei Rezin Tayag Etin Demalka Kedisha. 613 Eitzes, how to get close to God. They're just not optional Eitzes, they're obligatory Eitzes. She Yisudak Babi Yisrael Begoy Kadoshim Mistafu Yoteh Yochulu Amim Rabim Linok, Koluma Lefi Tochna, Lefi Musara, Ve'achanata Ativit, Ha'Historit Ve'Gizit, Lefi Haskalata Umatzeva Geografi Ve'Akalkali. So every nation can take from Am Yisrael, from the Torah, can learn from us. The Torah wasn't only given for us. We see in the Medrash it was offered to the other nations as well. They have shaykhs to Torah as well, not like us, but they also have shaykhs. They also have to learn from it. They have to learn from us. And all of their social and personal natures are connected to this. So religion has to be fit for the internal nature of the nation and to its social structure, to its history, to its intellect, to its education. So they can connect to Judaism on their level, to Torah on their level. But lo zoti magamata, that's not what Christianity wants to do. They wanted to abolish the Torah, abolish mitzvot ma'asiyos, and they distorted our values. Our beliefs, a kainut, that ideology where the chitzonius is nice on the outside, but the pnimius is spoiled, is rotten. Asta be'adam et ma'aseh mefalak korchi b'Yisrael. So they made this mefalak korchi of korach, of kikol eida kulam kedoshim v'sechem Hashem. So we're all holy, which is correct potentially, but b'fo'al we're the ones who are motzi the kedushim and hakoach lapo'al. And there's some Jews who don't believe in this. הקריאה של כל העדה כולם קדושים ובתוכם השם הייתה קריאה לועגת לכל תוכן הקודש ולכל הרוממות וההכנה התוכית הדרושה להיעשות עד שיהיה הקודש מבוסם בחיים באמת שיהיה מובטח מכל פגם וסעוב שלא יפך לרועץ ולצרה יותר גדולה של העולם. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept the carbon of Cain, so he was very angry. His face fell. He couldn't come to terms with the fact that Zimstein him and Hevel, that not everyone can get Kodesh. Not everybody can crown themselves with holiness. And that Hashem doesn't have to accept everybody's mincha. No, they're dargis and Kodesh. And then you can get there, but you have to go there. They're madrigas. There's a process. So they cry out, no, kolei da kulam kedoshim. That's what they're crying out today. We're all holy. We have to have equity. Everybody is the same. So they don't get the correct hotzah. Af yordim mimenu v'inafechet l'roetz. Ki makom la'anmich ha'tenochiyut sheba'adam. He magbiya oto. Instead of lowering a person's ego, it elevates a person's ego. He says, hey, we're all the same. We're all holy. Says the Sfas Emes in Parshas Korach. וכבר נוידי כי מחלוק את זכרך שרוצה שכל אחד כפי מדרגות וכוחו בעבודות של שם יצברך יזכה לו לעצמי. ולא יקן הרצון יזברך רק להיות כלל ישראל להם כהן גדול אחד מזבח אחד. מחלוק את זכרך that everybody in his madriga should be zocha for himself. Everybody is equal. But no, not everybody is equal. That's not what God wanted. There's Klal Yisrael, and there's one Kohen Gadol, like Medrash says, and there's one Mizbeach, and everybody has their job, and the avodah of the individual is battle to the Klal. V'mar kol eda kulam kadoshim v'zara kadosh. Kohen kadosh levi tar ki kadoshim mitchilasa v'tar ba me'avodasa litchot satuma. Mi'itein tar mitame. So you have kadosh, which means to... You start off kadosh, and then tar is after your avoda to be docha the tuma. Mi yitain tor mitame. V'shem yisbarach bachar b'aron hakohen lios kodesh merechem. Hu v'zara atzof kodesh. Aaron's kodesh. They're born kodesh. That's not his avoda. That's what God gave him. V'kach kosfu b'sfarim alavodas matan ha'etein. Kunaschem shein mishmar me'ashem yisbarach shleivod l'day shum tuma klal. V'aydeim nimshach kedusha l'klal Yisrael. So through the kohanim, kedusha comes to the Jewish people. U'mashe kesuf kulam kedoshim emes haya. אבל היה בכוח שדבקים באחדות הקדושה, על ידי ארון כהן גדול שנקרא קדוש. כמו שכתוב, ויעבדו קדוש קדושים. וזה שם משה רבנו הראשון וארון מהו? כל שבח ארון שיהיה מוכן לקבל השפעת קדושה משם יתברך בלי שינוי. So they have to be דבק, you want קדוש, you have to be דבק באחדות הקדושה by ארון כהן גדול, who's called קדוש, קדוש קדושים. And that's ארון מהו. What is he? In other words, he's מבטל himself to you, to Hashem. But Yaskan Shaloshin, he doesn't change anything, he just does it as God wants. But it's not about his ego, he's just a Kli Mukhan Hashem. There's no reason for Kinah Kroch. Aaron's Bittel. What do you mean? Makane Aaron? Aaron's Bittel. That's what means Aaron Mao. Hamat Miken Kihibdu Shadesha Kroch Torah Vachosha Kroch Vatsin Yodi. The Kach Nitzkani, that it was his own Koach. And therefore he had Kinah. אבל אם היה יודע שאין שום מודם יוכל לגשת לעבוד את הקודש רק כדי שהבדי הקודש ברוך לביא מקור ומילא. מילא ימיבין ומאמין כי כל נוח, כי נוח ובדרך זה להסבות אל הכלל. That God separated Levim for עבוד את הקודש, and through them we can get close. So you have to be bought to all men up to הכלל. כי אם היה כל עזם זכר לכפי מייסה ויקוח לשום פירי לגשת לעבוד את הקודש, you can't do it on your own. So you need Kohanim, you need Levim, and then through that, they're mevata themselves to the Kohanim and Levim, the Klal to the Prat, and the Prat to the Klal. In other words, the individuals are mevata themselves to Kohanim and Levim, and Levim, the Kohanim are mevata themselves to the Klal and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this way they get the Kedush and Klal Yisrael. Ki amakor chayoroh se emes shem adregis ha-kedush she'elo, eino ba mikocho v'asimil if you would see that it doesn't come from him. It comes from Klal Yisrael that God chose them. And he gave a special kedusha coin levi yisroel klachad l'fik madrigaso. Lay miskani baron, he wouldn't have miskani Aaron. Ach ki nizgah korach shebemaisav zachal, they thought it was him. Chen lohem in sheiska Aaron b'korach atzma l'iskoin gadol. He said, listen, it's about me. So then it's also about Aaron, and he's not zoich to be koin gadol. B'korach amri kol eida kulam kedoshim mosh rabbeinu al shalom amar. She yivchar Hashem hu hakadosh. He said, everyone's holy. He said, no, wherever God chooses is holy, and they're both right. Because this kedusha b'klal b'frat, b'klal tzarech l'prat. So the Klal needs the Prat. The Klal Yisrael is holy, but they need the Kohanim. It's not in their own. Ki v'vadei nivchar mi'Hashem yizbarach nimshach kedusha l'kol ha'klal. When God chose, then that's what gives kedusha to the Klal. V'kulam kedusha kibla dibs, everyone's b'kabla dibs, everyone's kedusha zu v'aydei Moshe Rabbeinu. V'kidashi yom ha'mochar, kedusha also comes from Moshe. Korach she'ashochach mizeh, she'ir kedusha she'olah nimshach rak mi'Moshe v'Aaron. So he forgot this. V'yikach lokach atzmo, he took himself, he separated himself. V'yikach korach. And Chazal Darshan about him, the Pasuk in Mishlei 18:19. Och nifsha mekiryas oiz, umudyanim kevriach armon. So that's a brother. Rashi there says that there's a brother who's sinful to his brother, and he loses in his rebellion, Kiryas Uzoi, like Lot Bavram and Esav Biankov, they lose their power. Notice he didn't realize that his power, Shecholak Atzmo Miko Toikef HaKoyach, Shereyala. So this Ach Nifsha separated himself from the Kiryas Uzoi, from his source of power. And therefore, he was Cholik on them. And Al Kein Uchach HaDavar, Sheyaret Chaim Shaul Le'aved Mitoch HaKal V'liot Le'olam Lot L'vnei Meri, Shloet Kekorech V'chadato. That people shouldn't do that in the future. They should know this can happen again. They should learn the lesson. Not to be like Korach, like the Pasuk says. Not to have this chutzpah. So once and all, you have to know the sheker of Korach. That it doesn't come from us. The Kedusha doesn't come from us. It comes from Hashem, and Hashem gave it to the Kohanim and Levim. And through that we get the Kedusha, but they're only getting because they're batel to Hashem, Moshe and Aaron. So what Cain did when he blurred the differences between man, him and his brother, and Korach, different parts of the nation, the Kohanim and the Yisraelim, that's what Nazareth did in their separating between different nations. The Gra, it's quoted in the Sefer Agra of Rav Maimon on page 191, explains their Midrashi Chazal about Korach that are really talking about Christianity. Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin 109b, that says Korach is called the Shasa Korach of Yisrael. What's Pshat? I mean, Korach, not so many people died. There's this emptiness in Klal Yisrael. This baldness, not so many people died. What does it mean, Asa Karcha B'Yisrael? Or, Korach ben Yitzhar ben Sheir, Tiach Olav is Kol Olam Kutzarayim. He got the whole world burned up against him like the afternoon. That's ben Yitzhar, like a hot afternoon. So what, the whole world? It wasn't such a big deal. I mean, it was a big deal there in the desert, but not through the whole world. Yitzhar, these are references to Christianity. That made a Korach of Am Yisrael. Many people joined them, killed a lot of people. Brought a lot of warfare to the world. And Nikra ben Kahas, Shehikoshine Molidav, their Pogay and its Molid in Klal Yisrael, it all comes from Klal Yisrael, and they started up with us. הקריאה כל עמים משקיעים בכל רפש התאומה, בכל מעמקי הרשע והבערות בתאומות החושך, היותר מחרידות. אינכם כולכם קדושים, כולכם בנים לשם, אין הפרש בינם לעם, אינם קדוש ונרחה בעולם. כל אדם הוא קדוש בשווה. This idea that you're all holy with all your tumah and all your impurity and all your evil. זאתי הכרחות האנושית. They did to mankind. What Korach did, in Am Yisrael. We're all holy, it doesn't matter who you are. She'a kainut ha-chadasha, she'a menos sevelim, it's the new kindness. It says in Kabbalah that Korach was Misharish Kain. In other words, these are people, they want to be holy without deserving. It doesn't work that way. They want to be holy without having the proper midos, and without being chosen by God, and they're very angry when it doesn't work out their way, and they fight, they rebel. Shemimena noa tenua eretz kashikov v'nadakam luna v'kaved ala pesha v'nafla v'lo tosif kum. That it's going to just, they're going to shake. There's going to be a lack of stability in mankind. Like a drunkard. And it's got a very deep, heavy sin. And it's going to fall down and not get up. Ad she yafuach hayom, and the truth is going to appear. V'yifkod Hashem atzva marom b'marom v'amachay adama l'adama. So first there's going to be the sar of the umma, the tzva marom b'marom. The ideological, spiritual ideology is going to collapse. And then the politics, Malchei Adama L'Adama, that's going to collapse. And then and the Emes is going to come to the fore. HaBitzur HaMeromi V'Arkal L'Shchakim. These big words, Shaminut Mityameret Behem. They say a lot and they don't do much at all, like the Rav says earlier. Ruchim Lipol Le'Akir Miyasadam is going to be uprooted. You can't just say, oh, I believe, and you're ready in Gan Eden like they believe. But you don't have to purify yourself. It doesn't work that way. All of the evil and the murder and the abomination, it's in a person, can remain as it is. And it doesn't need purification and learning, elevation. Of course it does. Martin Luther writes in his book, The Freedom of the Christian Man. The Christian man is bisari, he's flesh, he's got a body, and inside he is in a shamash. So these two parts are not mushpa zemizeh. The goof is a mushpa from the nefesh. That's what he writes. So yeah, you don't have to, you just believe, and then unfortunately they don't have always the capacity to purify themselves. So if it's not that there aren't good Christians, there are certainly good Christians. But that's not the answer. Historically we've seen that's not the answer. Chazal equate Christianity to a chazir. And it says, look at how pure I am. It says, look, my hooves are split. I'm pure. Lest the asir me chazira, there's nobody richer than a chazir. So it always has its mezonos wherever it wants to go, so too Christianity. So like the Germans, and many of them were Christians, they would take good care of their dogs and then go and kill the Jews by day and be nice to their dogs at night. And here, so spiritual. Listen to Bach, listen to Beethoven, go to church. They have it wherever they want to go. They have their spirituality. V'damin me'a levnei anashe. So they look like people. Their insides are like the insides of human beings. But again, you know, we live in America. In America, the Christians are very nice to us generally. But historically, it certainly hasn't been that way. There were exceptions, but they were the exceptions, not the rule. So what the world needs is that there should be a centralized, like there's a centralized power in politics, there has to be a centralized power in Ruchnius, and that's Am Yisrael. That's how they're going to purify themselves. You need to have a pure nation that God already prepared. In the meantime, they're mevazas, they're metayvas, consider us in Eved. The day is going to come, you're going to recognize the spiritual value of Kal Yisrael. Hashem chose us, Laman Hashem Yisrael, Neman Kedosh Yisrael, V'yivcharek, God chose us. Hein Eid Lomim L'tativ. We're made on the possibility to light the world with the light of God. V'tem Eidainu M'Hashem V'nikel. So just like Am Yisrael needs Tamir Chum, the world needs Am Yisrael. All the goyim are going to run to us. Aman Hashem Elokeichu Zisrael Ki Perach, because God glorified us. So that's the tafkid of Am Yisrael, to live a holy life and to impact the greater world. החפץ של העמדת גוי אחד בעולם בתור ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש שהוא צריך להיות למופת על האור העליון האור האלוהי החדר אחרי ימים שרק בהיותו מצוי ועומד בהיותו חוסן וחופשי בהיותו שב לבניינו ולאושרו אחרי כל הפרוטיו ומורות בעבר אחרי כל ניסיונותיו ושם וכל יצירותיו ואמוניו בשבו עם כל דעותיו ועם כל קנאיו ועם כל רכוש נשמתו כישרון חי עם כל תארתו הגופנית הגזעית והאמונית עם כל תוכן ההופעה האלוקית שיהיה לו למורשה שסגולת ארצו מגידו ומגלדתו ומרחבתו אז הידי אותה ידידות הפנימית שיכול להראות לאומות העולם, תחת כל המסתימה הדבורות אשר קיבל מהם, הידי כל הכבוד ותשתמות אשר כל הגויים כולם יוכלו להראות עליו, תחת כל הבוז והחרפה אשר תפלו עליו. So in the future, they're going to be מכבד us. There's this one nation. Hashem is מקיים us, as a ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. And we're an example for the divine light that penetrates into the lives of the nations. We bring this divine light down because it comes into us, and it can go into them also through us. It's the God of Israel. Because only when, and we're matzvi v'omid, we're in our place, we're not mefuzim, we're furd bein ha'amim. We're chason, we're chofshi, we're free, we're strong, we can do as we wish. We come back to our binyan, to our osher. And after our long history, after all of our nisyanos, after all of our purifications, after all of our tzaras, Shuvah, when we come back, in Kol Dei Yosef, in Kol Kinyan, of everything, we all of our day, it's all of our Kinyan, all of our Rechush Nishmaso, all what we have in ourselves, and Mikishron Chayiv, all of our talents, our Taros HaGufnis, our physical purity, our ethnic purity, our faithful purity, and Gizis, Emunis, all pure, in Kol HaTochen HaOfer Elokit, that can be koilate, that can absorb the Ruach HaKodesh, the Nevuah. She'elo Morasha, that's our destiny, that's our inheritance. V'shgulat atzom v'goldim ha'chavto, and the school of Eretz Yisrael makes it great, expands it. So through that, yididus pinim v'shiachol ha'aris l'masolim tachas kol ha'mastim ha'rafot shekebel mehem. So even though, despite the fact that they hate us, we're going to bring them up and elevate them. Adei kol ha'kavod v'shtamut ha'shel kol ha'goyim kulam, they're going to come. They're going to have cover for us instead of the booze. The stain they had for us earlier. Haidei kol ata tshuka shel etchavrut v'areut shel am Hashem eile, am nachalat im nachalat Hashem. So you have Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, asher skulat hakodesh v'tarata l'tarat achim sfuga bo. So that's that magical connection between Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Asher rak haidei chikui aroch haidei hadraga shel hamaka dorit, v'cholei latzeit el hapoal v'mida aguna, גם בשאר עמים בכל האדם אשר על פני האדמה. So it's a long process. אז יבורר לכל כי סגולת הקודש אינה סגולה זלה, שיכולה להינטל בכל ידיים מסועבות, כי אם סגולה עולה בממל נורא, מסגולת נפש קפואה, בידי זכות נחלת קודש על אבות לבנים נושאי אולם, באהבה ושומרים דרך השם בכל עוז. We're toiling, we have our סגולה, we do both. And that's how we... bring out our holiness. And we regard the Derech Hashem. As you saw Pnei Alot me'al kol amim v'asemcha nesucha l'agoyim v'otev v'atamut shel aminut tukar kamoshi b'tor matbea psula ha'mesamat ha'inayim v'tamat kol nefeshot marbe retzach v'tam v'chol toeva. And then God's going to take the mask off their eyes, cover off their face, and they're going to see the emes. It says, and he refers to the Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah Vatshuan is he. Because they say, it's Mevater, because there's no truth, there's no absolute truth. Whatever you do is good. And that brought them to, we're not Vatranis. We know there's only one God. And that brought them to the that's puzzle. That's Mesame Naim Mutamas Hanafashis. That blinds the eyes and pure contaminates the soul. It's Marbe Retzach Vedam Chol Toeva. Ad Yavo Ayom where we see the pasuk Hashem Uziyom Uziyom Manusu Biyom Tzara Elecha Goyim Yavol Me'afser Tzviyom Reach Sheken Ochlo Abiseinu Hevel Vein B'Moyel. God is my strength. I run to my time of Tzara. The Goyim are going to come from the ends of the earth, and they're going to say that our avos were Neichel Sheker. They inherited falsehood, meaninglessness, emptiness. And God's going to be alone. There are going to be no more idols. So there has to be this mapecha pnimit inside of people. So first you have to build, Hashem builds Am Yisrael. The Goyim recognize us. They follow us. And then in the end, they throw away all their idols. It's going to see a chikui aroch. There's a long period of copying us, following us, learning from us. And the ma'isa you see in history that today what they call in America, in the West, the Judeo-Christian ethic is really the Jewish ethic. And a lot of the values that they have come from Judaism, even the values that they distort, also come from Jewish values. They talk about having compassion, so their compassion is misplaced, since they kill out of compassion. But it's also a Jewish value of compassion. It's stuck in socialism and Marxism, so we don't like Marxism. But this comes from a place of wanting to help the poor. Shouldn't be poor. So eventually, after this long process, chikui aroch, mapecha pnimit, they're going to throw away their idols and they're going to recognize Am Yisrael. No. Beautiful, beautiful essay, Perek Tzvav of the Yisrael V'Tchiyoso. And Mitzvah Shem. Anachno Namshich. Bapama Baba Zlat Hashem Lina. Toda Rabba Rabba.